I'm Divya, born and brought up in India. My mother is a Christian, but I have not seen any signs of living faith in my father. He passed away in January 2021. Since my childhood, I was disobedient to my parents. I used to lie, bunk school and college without my parents' knowledge. I used to cheat my parents and teachers. There were many complaints about me from lecturers and principal all the time. My parents concluded that I will never change. I used to feel that my behavior was normal as a teenager, and my parents were overreacting for everything I do. So my mom always used to read the scripture and explain about God's love and used to give the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I used to ignore her. I have seen her wake up at 3:30 a.m. every day and pray for all of us. I saw her on the knees weeping whenever I used to wake up in the middle of night. I used to think why she needs to wake up so early to pray, but now I know God has answered all her prayers. Many church members have also prayed for my salvation, and God slowly worked in me. And people started to notice a change in my behavior. Though I was not saved at this point, I was becoming good by society's standards. I wanted to take baptism so I can change myself more and become acceptable to God. I was baptized in 2006, but I was not saved. I didn't know what it meant. According to my understanding, in 2006, baptism was a holy thing, and if I casually confess my sins and believe that Jesus died for my sins, I thought I'm ready for baptism. I did not know what it means to be truly born again. God started working in me in 2010. I don't know the exact day when, but I started depending more on Him and started praying more. Later, I got the scripture promise saying, I will make thy crooked places straight. At that time, I did not know what it meant, but later, when I came to know the Lord, I have seen God work this in my life. I was able to understand the scripture. I could clearly understand that God, the Holy Spirit, is working in me. Because when I used to do something wrong against God, I used to feel guilty even for a small thing. Initially, I did not know, but later I knew it was God drawing closer to Him, and I strongly knew that God was preparing me for His kingdom. Some of my friends and parents could identify the new me. I was not the person which I used to be anymore. I was a new person. God took me through many situations where I could see God's love and faithfulness in my life. In 2010, God was drawing closer to Him. Romans 5, 7 and 8 says, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His love for us in this, while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. After reading this, it made me think, who would die for a sinner like me? Nothing good dwells in me, and my life is so short compared to eternity. I could die in seconds. I do not have any power or good thing inherit that would please God to choose me. Lord Jesus Christ is almighty, powerful, the one who created the universe. He lacks nothing, and most of all, He is a righteous and holy one. But He came down to earth like a normal human being and went through all the struggles just to show how much He loves me. Why does He have to love me so much when He has so many angels worshiping Him day and night? It made me think that I'm very precious to my Heavenly Father, and it assured that I'm valuable for Him. Such an amazing love, and I'm excited and joyful. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you declare with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Now I truly believed that Jesus is the Lord and testified to many of my friends. There were many ups and downs in my life. There were days I was lonely without any support. Those were very difficult times. God was not answering my prayers for some years. It was a terrible situation that I went through. But I enjoyed God's presence and peace in my life. God started working in me and leading me in all the ways. After a period of waiting, God spoke to me from Isaiah 54, 7 and 8. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. God has been faithful and continuing to be faithful, and he has been fulfilling it till today. I trust the Lord for his providence and his faithfulness in the future also. God spoke to me regarding baptism long back, but I was postponing it. Recently, after coming from India, after a short visit, I felt God is pushing me to get baptized. He spoke with me from the book of Acts, where the eunuch takes baptism immediately after knowing the Lord. Then the next day, Saul took baptism after receiving his eyesight. It was a question mark to me, since I was baptized already in 2006. I know the baptism I took was not a believer's baptism, because I never experienced or never knew him personally like I knew him now. But after knowing him, why should I not testify? Why am I delaying? These were the questions running in my mind. But God was speaking to me continuously about it, and the Holy Spirit was pushing me. So I am here to testify that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and he died for my sins, and I believe that he will come one day and take me with him to be with him forever. I understand him clearly now. I understand his scriptures. It was not like that before, because I did not know him personally. All this happened because someone like my mother prayed for me, and I am burdened to pray for others, and mostly for the deceived Christians who does not know what true Christianity is. I pray that they will also know him personally. So I request you to all pray for me and my family. We need to grow more in the Lord. Please pray for our spiritual edification and also for my son Josiah. So we want to raise him in a godly way. So please pray for us. Thank you.